Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. 69 today, under sunny skies. Overcast tonight, chance of rain showers, lows around 55. Chance of rain showers tomorrow, highs around 74, a mix of clouds and sun. Dry with temps above average Friday and Saturday, and highs in the upper 70s. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 41 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The Kansas Soybean Commission has announced yesterday evening that they are contributing more than $25,000 to help expand a port of Houston in expanding soybean capacity nationwide. As KSNT News reports, that according to the soybean commissioners and the staff that traveled with the Soybean Transportation Coalition to Houston, Texas back in September, they presented a check to the Andersons Incorporated for the expansion of the port's soybean export process out of the city of Houston. Overall, the check from the Soybean Transportation Coalition was worth more than $275,000, helping to expand their grain export terminal, allowing the port to export 1 million tons of soybean meal. In other news, Ascension Via Christi Hospital across the state of Kansas is encouraging local communities to work together in trying to prevent drug overdoses. As according to the Manhattan Hospital of the Ascension Via Christi Hospital, they say they are offering bins 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, that include fentanyl testing strips, Narcan nasal sprays, and treatment resources to assist people with addiction issues.
Hi, this is Delana at Truck Stop. As summer winds down and autumn creeps in, you know that you can expect to see deer. Make sure you can see them and anything else in your path with lights from Baja Design, Vision X, Oracle, or KC Highlights. You can also protect the front of your truck or SUV with heavy-duty American-made bumpers or grill guards from vendors like Fab Fours, Ranch Hand, Weston, and others. Support your neighbors by shopping the options and getting our professional recommendations right here in Wichita. It's deer season at Truck Stop at the corner of Central and Washington.
Tricked out, decked out, check us out, Truck Stop.
Kansas weather is unpredictable, and if the recent storms have damaged your home, there's only one place to call, Burwell Roofing and Construction. They have been a trusted roofer for over 25 years in the state of Kansas and will help you with any damage by working with your insurance company, giving you an honest and fair estimate, and using quality materials and labor to make sure your house is back to satisfaction. After a storm, there are a lot of roofing companies that come in from out of state looking to make a quick buck at your expense. Don't let that happen. Call Burwell Roofing and Construction today or go online at burwellconstruction.com.
The Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks says that as we get closer to the end of the year and go into the 2026 250th birthday of the United States, the KDWP says they're inviting individuals to participate in a Kansas Outdoor Recreation Challenge. As they say that in order to participate in Kansas, the Outdoor Recreation Challenge is set by logging at least 10 outdoor activities between now and July 4th of 2026. They say that includes anything from hiking and camping to going to a KDWP-sponsored event, along with historic sites that you can log for the contest. In a statement from the Kansas State Parks Director, they say, quote, connecting people to meaningful outdoor experiences is the heart of our mission. This challenge encourages you to enjoy our public lands responsibly and strengthens the connection between people and the outdoors. They say individuals that do compete in the challenge will get a certificate of completion for their efforts and promises, quote, a few fun surprises while supplies last for those who want to partake in the contest. Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Gaines Automotive in Marysville and Waterville has always been your trusted and certified automotive repair shop. But did you know Gaines carries tires? With every major brand and size from pickups, ATVs, trailers, and car tires, Gaines has you covered. Don't wait until the old set gives out. Grab a new set along with balancing, alignments, and front-end work for any make and model. Find Gaines Automotive in Marysville and Waterville online and give them a call to stay on the road wherever it takes you.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The city of Omaha, Nebraska has announced a more than $1.22 billion project for the next phase of the Project Health in Omaha Hospital and Training Complex that they say is one of the largest and most ambitious undertakings for the University of Nebraska's history. According to the Nebraska Examiner, the NU Board of Regents did approve the, quote, intermediate design review, giving the green light for the construction of the core shell of the skyline-changing structure on the roughly 7.5 acres of the University of Nebraska's Medical Center's Midtown Omaha campus. According to NU President Dr. Jeffrey Gold, he says the next phase keeps the project within the overall $2.19 billion price tag to be covered by the public and private resources, and said they do have the funds that won't be committed until they're secure, saying, quote, this initiative represents not only the most ambitious project in our university's history, but is the most consequential investment in the health and well-being of the people that we serve. But American Network News.
Donut Day is coming!
Donut Day? What's that?
Free donuts for Blue customers.
October is National Cooperative Month, and Blue Valley Technologies is here to celebrate. Swing by on Friday, October 24th, before work or school for donuts, coffee, and hot apple cider. Drive through our west parking lot from 7 to 10 a.m. The first 25 people through get a free stocking hat.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Medicare open enrollment opens October 15th and runs through December 7th. Free, unbiased, and confidential assistance is available through your local county extension office, and appointments are being made. When you schedule an appointment, you'll receive a Medicare Part D prescription drug coverage worksheet that must be completed and returned to the extension office before your appointment. Medicare beneficiaries should list all prescription drugs, and you should contact the extension office at least 10 days prior to your appointment with that information. RSVP of Marshall and Washington counties will also assist with Medicare open enrollment. Again, the dates October 15th through December 7th, and appointments are being accepted. Marshall County Historical Society has kicked off a fundraiser for replacing the slate tile roof on the tower of the historic courthouse. They need to raise nearly $90,000. The cost includes rental of a special lift. Work is to begin this fall. To donate, contact the Marshall County Historical Society, available weekdays 1 to 4 p.m. at the Historic Courthouse. Checks can also be mailed to the Historic Society at 1207 Broadway in Marysville, or may be made online at mchsks.org. Marysville Public Library is hosting a library use session October 20th. Developing a Landing Knowledge will feature Lisa LaRue Baker from Humanities Kansas. She'll share ideas on taking the first steps to creating a land acknowledgement. Presentation will take you through the steps of identifying why and how, focusing on involvement. The presentation is scheduled for an hour and a half, and again, it's planned Monday, October 20th at 5:30. If you'd like more information, contact the Marysville Public Library, 785-562-2491. Marshall County Arts Cooperative opens a new exhibit this month at the Arts Center in Marysville entitled The Art of Manufacturing. This includes a collection of local industry photos and are on display through November 1st. For more information, go online to marshallcountyarts.org. Southern Schools at Wymore Blue Springs will host a community input forum in the superintendent search this evening at 6 p.m. in the high school commons area, with consultants engaged in the hiring process. Public is welcome and encouraged to attend. Karen A. Ringstorff, age 69, of Bremen, passed away Monday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at the Bethlehem Lutheran Church, rural Bremen. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 5 until 7 p.m. at the church. Kinsley's of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Karen Ringstorff. Lorena F. Burton, age 92, of Frankfort, passed away Monday. Funeral service Friday, 2:30, at the Frankfort United Methodist Church. Burial in the Frankfort Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 5 until 7, at the Patton Funeral Chapel in Frankfort, in charge of arrangements for Lorena Burton. Lowell W. Hers, age 83, of Lynn, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m., at Emmanuel Lutheran Church, west of Lynn. Burial of the church cemetery. Visitation Friday, 4 until 8 p.m., at the Ward Funeral Home at Lynn, in charge of arrangements for Lowell Hers. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, chicken strips with a biscuit, macaroni and cheese, garden vegetable blend, and peaches. Tomorrow, a hamburger with baked beans, coleslaw, and cinnamon applesauce. KUNY News Time, 7:13.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing, and now they'd like to offer a free mobile deposit feature within the mobile banking app. Endorse, click, and submit your check image for deposit. It's a mobile-fast world out there, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank of your future. Visit our website at ubankonline.com or your local branch for more information. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the mid to upper 60s. A slight chance for some rain showers overnight tonight, mostly cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 50s. There will be a slight chance for some rain showers throughout Thursday, sunny with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. and partly cloudy skies throughout Thursday night with our lows in the upper 40s and mid 50s. Some sunshine as we head into Friday with our highs in the mid to upper 70s. And mostly clear skies throughout Friday night with our lows in the lower to mid 50s. Some sunshine throughout Saturday with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Then staying mostly clear throughout Saturday night with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Staying sunny throughout the day on Sunday with our highs in the lower to mid 80s. Then staying partly cloudy throughout Sunday night with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 60s. There will be a slight chance for some rain showers as we head into early Monday, otherwise mostly sunny with our highs in the mid to upper 70s. And some rain showers throughout Monday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 50s. Then scattered showers and thunderstorms Tuesday with our highs in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early October 73, record high on this date 93. The average low 48, the record low 20. Sunrise this morning at 7:30, sunset this evening at 6:59. Just 42 degrees ahead of sunrise. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 8th of October. KNDY News Time, 7:15. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Wow, prices are high for everything. Trying to get all the value for your money is top priority right now. At Life Care Center of Seneca, we know it's important to get the best care at a great price. Our prices are economical. All amenities are included, such as tissues, briefs, toothbrushes, and toothpaste. We have spacious rooms with private bathrooms. Our therapy department is not contracted, but our own staff. We have great outcomes in wounds, therapy, and return to home success. Call today for a tour or more information today. Life Care Center of Seneca, 785-336-336. 3528.
Judging by Game 3, it may be a different series now. Good morning, I'm Jay Reynolds. Yankees stave off elimination with a win at home in Game 3 last night. They do it rallying from a 6-1 deficit.
Judge swings and sends one down the line in left. That is off the pole! A 3-run home run to tie the game!
First home run this season for Judge on a pitch outside the strike zone. Carl Ravitch called it on ESPN Radio. New York trailed 6-1 in the fourth inning, scored 8 unanswered runs. They win it 9-6. Toronto still leads the best of 5 series, 2-1 game 4 today. All 4 series continue today. Dodgers and Brewers going for sweeps. Mariners were trying to close out the Tigers in game 4. Seattle taking game 3 last night, 8-4. Mariners hitting 3 homers, including a 2-run shot in the ninth from Cal Raleigh. Manager Dan Wilson.
Yes, we hit a couple homers, which is great. You know, Gino getting on the board there with a homer. Cal the opposite way. You know, JP's homer was big to get the run back after we'd given him up. But we also scored, you know, conventionally. And
Seattle with a 2-1 series lead as a result. NFL Bengals have struggled since losing Joe Burrow to a toe injury in week 2. Yesterday, they pick up Joe Flacco in a trade with Cleveland. Cardinals are fining manager Jonathan Gannon $100,000 for his sideline reaction to Amari DiMercato's dropping the ball before he crossed the goal line in the loss to the Titans last weekend. Opening night of the NHL, 2-time defending champion Panthers, a 3-2 win over the Blackhawks. Penguins shut out the Rangers 3-0 in New York. Avs win 4-1 in L.A. Nathan MacKinnon with a pair of assists. He passes Joe Sakic for the most in Avs team history. Despite questions being raised, state police in Louisiana say all the evidence indicates the actions of former LSU player Kyron Lacy did trigger the chain of events, which led to a fatal crash last December. Colorado coach Deion Sanders hoping to be on the sideline this weekend despite a procedure yesterday to address more blood clots.
Macy's Star Deals Week is back. It's one incredible week packed with epic savings on the best fall styles. That means luxurious 100% cashmere sweaters are now just $79.99. The latest beauty from Shiseido, Mac & More, $30 off every $150 you spend. Plus, exclusive online-only daily flash deals and so much more. It's the one week you really can't miss. Macy's Star Deals Week is going on now. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Straight Talk presents The Math of More. Here's how it works. When you say yes to more with Straight Talk, you're left with more for all the other good stuff. So getting an unlimited plan starting at just $25 a month equals more savings for your family's weekend adventures. And with a network covered by Verizon, you can share more from wherever you go. It's simple math, really. More equals more with Straight Talk. Available at straighttalk.com and Walmart. Taxes and fees apply. The $25 plan requires a compatible unlocked device and a new line of service. Additional terms apply.
Friday Night Football, Marysville at Rock Creek. It's on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Frankfort at Blue Valley on FM 95.5. Keep Reps pregame show in the 6 o'clock hour ahead of pregame and kickoff. Live, on air, online, always on our free mobile app.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Investors reined in their buying spree Tuesday after a New York Federal Reserve survey showed consumer concern about the future, especially rising prices. The Dow fell 92 points to close at 46,603. The S&P slipped 0.4%. The Nasdaq 0.7. The European Union has responded to U.S. tariffs on steel with proposed import fees of its own. Under an EU proposal, any steel imported above 18 million tons a year would incur a 50% tariff. Hoping to capture budget-minded consumers, Tesla has rolled out stripped-down versions of its popular Model Y SUV and Model 3. Lacking glass roofs, leather seats, and Tesla's signature light bars, the new models both start below $40,000. Amazon has already earmarked some of the profits from this week's Prime Day sale to buy a new distribution center. The retailer has paid just under $100 million for a 1 million square foot facility in Ocala, Florida. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
When it comes to taking care of your vehicle, trust the team that treats you like family. Spellmeyer Automotive in Marysville. We're family owned and operated, proudly serving our community with honest, reliable auto care. From routine oil changes to major repairs, we're the local shop you can count on. At Spellmeyer Automotive, we believe in quality work, fair prices, and treating every customer like a neighbor. Because you are. Family driven, trust local, and drive confident. With Spellmeyer Automotive in Marysville, your hometown pros, keeping you moving.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Gehring. Good Wednesday morning to you all. Markets opening up for the third day of the trading week here in just a little bit as we take a look at some of the closing numbers from yesterday's trade day. For the grains market, they finished up the same way they started, and that was all in the red. They didn't make a push into the green at all. For the seeds market, they finished up mixed to mostly higher, and that was the theme throughout the day yesterday. And for the livestock market, the cattle finished deep into the green and the hogs were in the red. We'll see how these trends play out throughout the trading day today. Market report brought to you by Double T Livestock. Whether your herd is big or small, call Troy at 620-491-3312 to sell them all. That's Double T Livestock. In the corn market, December corn down 2 cents at 419¾. March down 2 cents as well at 436¼. Kansas City wheat for December down 3½ at 492 even, with March also down 3½ at 513½. In the oats market, December oats down a penny at 287¾, and March down 0.75¢ at 310¾. In the bean market, November beans up 4¼ at 10.22 even. January beans up 3¼ at 10.39 even. Soybean meal for December down 20 cents at 276.90, and January is also down 20 cents at 281.40. Soybean oil for December up 66 cents at 51.04, and January bean oil up 64 cents at 51.36. In the canola market, November canola up 7.50 at 6.15 even. January up 7.70 at 6.28.10. For the cotton market, December cotton down 68 cents at 64.46, and March is down 71 cents at 66.38. For the energies, crude oil for November up 23 cents at 61.92. December crude oil up 14 cents at 61.48. On the gas for November, slightly down to $1.90. December, slightly in the green to $1.84. Heating oil for November up 3 cents at 2.27, and December up 2 cents at 2.26. Natural gas for November up 14 cents at 3.49, and December up 12 at 4.13.
No one is all in all season for their farmers like your local Channel Seed Pro with Midwest Seed Farms. You can expect personalized agronomic insights and support to help maximize your farm's performance and profitability. See how the Channel Seed Pros provide that next level of experience by contacting Ashton or Ben with Midwest Seed Farms at 785-348-3125.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today, and I'm Chevy Lynn Vasky with the K-State Radio Network. Have you ever wondered about how you can keep your home safe from fire? This month signifies Fire Safety Month, and Kansas Forest Service Fire Prevention Specialist Shauna Hartman discusses home ignition zones.
First home ignition zone is from 0 to 5 feet. And that is really, if you just step outside of your home and you look around for things that are ignitable. If a small ember were to land in your eaves of your house or in your gutters or in your flower bed, do you have vegetation or mulch or leaves that are accumulating that could start a fire, that little ember could start a fire? It's something that we don't think about also is usually homes burn down by an ember shower versus the flame front of a fire.
Shauna talks about what ways you can protect your home in the second ignition zone.
And then we've got from 5 to 30 feet. And that's where a lot of times your trees are there. And just limbing up your trees, making sure your lawn is well watered and mowed green, where, again, those embers wouldn't carry all the way to your structures or to your home.
She continues discussing ignition zone 3, which is 30 to 100 feet, and why you should communicate with your neighbor.
If you live in a neighborhood, you're going to think, well, my neighbor's within that range. And that's when you really want to talk to your neighbors and get more of a neighborhood approach. You look at your neighbor's home, and again, their home could become fuel for your home to burn. And so in that space, if you don't have neighbors that are that close, that space is where if there's any dead and down fuel, any dead and down trees, making sure that those are cut up and hauled off. Again, at least once or twice a year, making sure your grass is mowed and that thatch is down. This is areas where you could do some prescribed burning too. Again, intentional burning is one of our main causes for wildfires in Kansas, and it's a tool that we want to use for sure.
That was Kansas Forest Service Fire Prevention Specialist Shauna Hartman, as she discussed October being Fire Safety Month and home ignition zones to keep your home safe in the case of a fire. I'm Chevy Lynn Vasky, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Hi, this is Thad Argenbright with Performance Ag in Waterville. We're excited to announce that we are now your local ag chemical supplier. To go along with our proven corn and soybean varieties from Pioneer, we're supplying pre- and post-emergent herbicides, pesticides, and some fertilizers, still offering our convenient on-farm delivery. Give our agronomist, Jacob Harries, a call at 785-713-9628. Or stop by Performance Ag in Waterville and speak with one of us about the opportunities for you ahead. That's Performance Ag in Waterville, now handling chemicals. Thanks and have a great day.
Accepting consignments for tomorrow's sale at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. They will have a cattle sale. They've got well over 500 head of early consignments and are accepting more for the sale tomorrow. We'll have details on those consignments tomorrow morning this hour.
Fall bite may describe the first icy winds of the season, but it means so much more to some outdoorsmen. We will explain on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, October 8th, the 281st day of the year. Actor Matt Damon, singer Bruno Mars, and actress Sigourney Weaver all share a birthday today. If the words fall bite mean anything to you, it's a good bet you haven't put away the summer fishing gear just yet. Experienced anglers know that the chances of landing a catch are pretty good about now, as fish began to gorge themselves before a long winter. And fall turnover is taking place as well. In the summer, the cooler columns of water, which fish prefer, are found at lower depths. Water temperatures are now more uniform, creating a more even distribution of fish. So before you officially assume couch potato status for the winter, consider one more outing to your favorite fishing hole. It could be a great one. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Hop in, let's go to Honeymoon Ford in Seneca, the best place to be.
For top-notch service for your vehicle, look no further than Honeyman Auto Sales and Service right here in Marysville. Expert care and maintenance with fast turnaround time to ensure your vehicle runs smoothly and safely. Don't compromise on quality and get back on the road today. This is Ty Lumley with Honeyman Auto Sales and Service, and you can find us on Facebook or stop by East Highway 36 in Marysville.
Have you driven a Honeyman Ford lately?
It's 7:30 from KNDY and 42 degrees. Highs around 70 then with a warm-up the remainder of this week. We should be around 80 Friday into Saturday.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. With college basketball season right around the corner, Washburn University says they have a target on their back at going into the 2025-2026 season after finishing last year with a 30-4 overall record in the MIAA regular season title, an NCAA Central Regional Championship, and being a Division II Final Four appearance just a season ago. As the team says, as they've been doing their offseason training, they are confident that they're going into this new year strong to continue on that strong record.
Then immediately turning it to how do you handle that responsibility. What you did last year helps, but it doesn't really matter. And this team's got to go create its own identity.
I feel like they'll see how hardworking we are and how fast we play. Like, even in this preseason, we've looked really in shape and stuff. So I feel like we're ready to run, ready to get out, move fast, play good basketball.
That audio from KSNT News, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
For over 70 years, Rusty at Ford has been serving Wichita and all of Kansas, delivering unbeatable deals and unbeatable service. Looking for a new Ford or a Blue Advantage certified pre-owned vehicle? We've got over 650 vehicles in stock ready for delivery today. And with zero down and low APR financing options, getting into that new car, truck, or SUV has never been easier. Need service? Our factory certified technicians have you covered. We service all makes and models. We offer free pickup and drop off of your vehicle and mobile service that comes to your home or workplace. Rusty at Ford makes car care convenient to fit your busy lifestyle. Been in a wreck? Call Eck. Don't trust your collision repairs to just any body shop. Our certified collision team works with your insurance to get you back on the road fast and stress-free. Visit us today at 7310 East Kellogg or browse our inventory anytime at rustyatford.com.
Absolutely unbeatable.
See dealer for details.
Kansas Sports Hall of Fame legend cross-country competitor Jim Helmer has announced that he is coming out of an 11-year retirement to come back and coach for Winfield for their cross-country team. As KSN News reports, with the Winfield team looking for a head coach, Helmer says he's excited to get back onto the field and help out the next generation when it comes to cross-country.
I called the Winfield High School Athletic Director, John Kaufman, and asked if he would be interested in me applying for the job. And he immediately said, oh, yes, please do that. Well, it had been close to 50 years since I updated my resume. Getting to interact with those young people and watching them develop and mature and grow and hopefully become as good as they're capable of becoming. And that's always a challenge, but that's what I always enjoyed doing.
Helmer had claimed 31 straight KCAC men's cross country championships and was coach of the year 84 times and a member of two different Hall of Fame classes.
Hey, Wildcat fans, K-State Volleyball will be in action on homecoming weekend, and it's I Miss Manhattan night at Morgan Family Arena. Cheer on the Cats as we take on Texas Tech and stop by the concession stands during the match for some classic MHK-inspired food and drink items. Tickets for this match start at $12 plus tax when you order in advance. Get yours now by visiting kstatesports.com or by calling 1-800-221-CATS. We'll see you soon in Morgan Family Arena.
Stay up to date with your high school football teams on the Coach's Corner, airing each evening following sports at around 5:20, with Monday Spotlight on Southern and Diller O'Dell, Tuesday Centralia and Axtell, Wednesday Lynn and Hanover, Thursday Frankfort and Valley Heights, and Fridays Washington County and Marysville. It's the Coach's Corner following our evening sports at around 5:20 on KNDY. On air, online, on our mobile app, your sports leader in Northeast Kansas.
Did you miss your favorite team's game or want to relive the excitement?
Coerce will look back to pass. He throws the left side, has a man wide open. That's Hunter Geekaper. Caught at the 20, 10-5, touchdown, Hanover Wildcats. A 58-yard hookup from Kadrick Coerce to Hunter Geekaper.
Check out the KNDY Sports Rewind under the Sports Podcast tab at KNDYRadio.com.
Tradle with a pitch. Here's Cam Winter. Over the top to the end zone. It's in the end zone for a score. Cam Winter.
Well, halfback pass there to Winter. They just pitched the ball to Winter like he was going to run a sweep. And it was Brody Lawrence that was running a post route into the end zone, caught the ball, and touchdown Bulldogs.
Your favorite games on your schedule. Check out the KNDY Sports Rewind at KNDYRadio.com.
Option will be kept by Detweiler. He's got some room. 20, 10, 5, touchdown. Back to the Eagles on a 31-yard touchdown run by Wyatt Detweiler.
KNDY.